transmission.
If I stay here with you, girl, I'm about to lose my damn mind because it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and today we find ourselves outdoors because we have some nice weather. And when I say nice weather, I mean it is overcast. It is about 24 degrees Celsius, and there's a cool breeze. So I've decided to come to Herrenhaven, which has been problematic in a number of ways. One, so I think, yeah, let's go to Herrenhaven. So I eat my breakfast as fast as possible and jump in my car and run out to Herrenhaven, only to get to 108th Street to find out that Old Maple Road is backed up all the way. Apparently, school is only a half a day today or something. And so, yeah, to make a long story short, I couldn't drive to Herrenhaven. I actually had to drive the long way, which is about, what, 3 miles out of my way? Now, that would have been bad, and that would have been angry and really would piss me off, but I got to hear T-Rex. I was listening to the radio, and I got to hear Bang a Gong, Get It On, T-Rex, start to finish. So, right now, I just got to Herrenhaven, and, you know, some Lynyrd Skynyrd started laughing. And when I get here, there's two vans, and one of them's open, and they're loading kids in. But they're leaving, so that's one good news. There's another car here, but I think it might be that photographer guy. I'm walking into the mushroom garden here, waiting for the people to leave and stuff. And somebody's done some work in here. Somebody put in some more benches. There are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 benches total when there was previously one. And one of the reasons I walked back here is I can actually see a mushroom. There's a really nice, what is that, foliota growing out of this tree. It's too high. It's too high up in the air and it's in a weird spot. I can't get a good picture of it or anything. Oh well. So while I'm standing here, I'm going to look over into there. I don't see any mati in the hole. I can see hole bits. Let's get up here a little bit. Where's my mati? Is there any matis hiding back here? This this den is still in use, I'll tell you that much. There's loose dirt everywhere. What was that sound? Am I just hearing construction sounds, or did I hear... Let's walk down here a second. Ooh, now I'm making all kinds of noise, stepping on sticks and stuff. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Huh. I don't see any matis. But that's a fresh, in-use mati den. Okay, if you can hear construction noises... Those are guys working on the bridge that goes over the creek, Maple Street, West Maple Road, over the creek. Okay, so still going to walk out of the mushroom garden here, but this is interesting. There's some loose dirt here. And this is where we've seen turkeys wallowing before, so I wonder if this is still a turkey wallow. Last time we were here, we did see some turkeys. That was pretty exciting. But with the people who were just here and their kids, and they were loud children, I could hear them. I could hear the kids when I pulled up in my car. And I had the radio on, very loud, the engine running and everything. And I could still hear the kids. Wah, wah, wah. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk up to the gate. I'm walking beside the butterfly garden. There's butterflies all around. Butterflies everywhere. Which, you know, is to be expected in a butterfly garden. Yeah, what do we got going on around here? I'm standing at the gate that leads between Herrenhaven and the Mulhouse property. I'm now walking around the gate. The gate is locked, but, you know, whatever. I'm looking in the culvert, looking for signs of marmots. And I don't see any. Matis have not been around in here. I'm walking out onto the Mulhouse property. Oh, there's some lovely sumac over here. Beautiful sumac droops. Standing straight up. I should harvest some of these. I should do that on the way out. I'm also looking for dudes. Because the last time we were here a few days ago, this is where we saw that deer. That deer was standing right there. And that massive flock of turkeys was standing right here. And the turkeys started moving that way. And they kind of freaked the deer out. And I got a picture of that. You have seen the photograph. If you have not seen the photograph and you are in Calm, say, Tobe, I haven't seen the photograph and I'll repost it for you. Alright, so now I'm walking sort of back over onto the Mulhouse, or onto the... I can hear something, though. I hear somebody or something. Do I hear the golf course? I don't know. Walking back onto the Herrenhaven property here, behind the butterfly garden. There's a web here. And of course I walk through it anyway. This puts us back here on the loop path behind the garden. And I'm just going to lurk around back in here for a minute. I'm going to look under this little footbridge to see if there's any matis in that little pipe. I don't think so. I'm looking for evidence of dudes. Looking around. I can also see the shed from here. And how far away am I from the shed? Let's see, there's 10. I'm about 30 meters away. So I'm kind of watching that to see if any dudes will pop out. Alright, so I'm going to walk over here to this bench. And then instead of looking that way, I'm actually looking into the forest now. Because I do know that dudes like to hide back in here. Oh, and I just noticed something. Somebody got eaten right over here. Can I get over here and see what this is? Or what it used to be? Like a vole. Some small rodent. Got eaten by a raptor right here. There's remnants of fur. As I continue on, walnut shells. Oh yeah, that reminds me. We gotta be careful. We gotta watch out for squirrel bombers. Squirrels, it's that time of year when they think it's hilarious to drop walnuts on your head. And I have to admit, conceptually, it is hilarious. Nothing strikes me as being funnier than squirrels being irate and dropping walnuts on people's heads. However, it becomes less humorous once the victim is yourself. Oh, and look what else we got here. As I get back onto the main path, I'm between the kiosk and the shed. And there's another shed back here now. Yay, a new shed. And of course, it's not on a concrete foundation or anything. So we know marmots will be tunneling under that. That's been put up in the last couple days. When were we here last? Like 4 days ago? They just put that shed up, so yay, we got another shed. Don't know why we needed two sheds, but whatever. This does, of course, remind me of Arthur Two Sheds Jackson, the classic Monty Python sketch. And now I'm walking up near the bocage because this is where we've been seeing Matis lately. This is where we see our Mati buddies. Now I'm looking in two places. I'm looking over at the wood pile by the stump, and I'm looking into the bocage itself as well. Anybody sticking their heads out? Oh no, but I see a lot of foliota mushrooms growing back there. Cool. Yeah, there's a bunch in that. Oh, there's some more. We got a whole load. Yeah, it's mushroom time back in here. Sweet. Mushrooms everywhere. But not anywhere that I could get to take any decent pictures. And I gotta tell you what happened to me last night. As soon as we walk over here to the wood pile. Any Matis in the wood pile today? Anybody want to stick their head up and say hi? No, nobody wants to stick their head up and say hi. Right, so let's head into the forest and I'll tell you the story of what I did last night. So, I get an email yesterday from my good friend Doug, who, oddly enough, has yet to make an appearance on the show, but he's been kind of busy, so whatever. And he's got a job and all that. Plus, he's got a side hustle now, which is funnier than hell. But anyway, Doug calls me up and says, hey, I've got two old rotary phones. Do you want them? Yes, I want them, I replied. He said, okay, I'll be at my house between 7 o'clock and about 9:45 or 10, so stop by. So I said, okay. So I went over to his house, and yes, he's got two... Oh, I'm walking into the forest, and there's some really nice artist conch mushrooms growing on this old cottonwood tree over here. I can't really get in there, but they're still nice. So we're seeing some nice fungus today. So I go over to my friend Doug's house, and as I'm walking, I park the car, and I got to park around the corner a little bit. I'm walking up towards his house, and before I'm even 10 meters from his steps, five raccoons run across the street and run up the steps of his house, or of his yard. He lives on a hill, and he's got, you know, a couple dozen steps you got to climb just to get to his front door, right? One of those. And so the raccoons go pretty much up to his front yard, and I ring the bell, and I'm standing there and watching these raccoons, who are now, it's a mom and a bunch of babies, and four babies, and two of the babies are walking up to me and came within two and a half meters of me before they spooked and then went up a tree, and the mom came around and said hi, and all the raccoons said hi to me. Doug came out, and I said, look, raccoons everywhere. And he said, oh yeah, these guys are hanging out around here all the time. And he said he'd been sitting on his porch and they'll just walk right on by, no fear or anything. It's like, yeah, that's raccoons for you. So that was great. I got to have a close encounter with a bunch of baby raccoons last night. Then I went into his house and he said, here's some stuff. I was going through my garage and there's boxes of stuff in my garage I want to get rid of, including these two beautiful, good condition Western Electric 500 rotary phones. Beautiful, beautiful phones. They require just a little bit of work, a couple quick repairs here and there, and some other stuff. Some of the other stuff he gave me was, one, a music box mechanism. And now, what does it play? It plays You Are My Sunshine. Real nice little Japanese music box mechanism. And a transistor radio.
along with a couple of other odds and ends. Real nice transistor radio, made in Hong Kong, like early 70s vintage, potentially late 60s, but if it's late 60s, it's, you know, 68 or 69. But this really has that, I think it's early 70s. And whereas I'm not a transistor radio expert, I used to spend a great deal of time with a transistor radio expert. And I learned a lot from that guy. So I took the radio home, and I was really happy, because I was like, oh yeah, not too long ago I wanted a radio, an AM radio. Little transistor AM radio. I don't know how many transistors it has. It's probably like a 5-transistor model or something. Still real nice. General Electric brand. I popped a 9-volt battery in it, turned it on, tuned it up. It works great. Works fine. Just like all that old stuff does. And I was super happy. And I'm super happy. I almost brought it with me just to test it out. So you can go, hey, listen to this. And I thought, what did I want an AM radio for? Because I remember thinking, geez, I wish I had a cheap little transistor 70s radio. Did I want to hack one? Because I do have radios. You know, I've got my good radio, which is, you know, 8 different bands, including the entire shortwave spectrum and all that stuff. And blah, blah, blah. And I've got, of course, the coolest little radio in the world, the Micronic Ruby. So I was thinking, what did I want this damn radio for? Because it wasn't to listen to something, because if I just wanted to listen to something that was on AM, I could use any of the other radios I have. And I do this. I do like to do DXing. I do like to do AM, or as us radio geeks like to call it, medium wave. I do like to DX medium wave. And this would be a little good DXer. I mean, if you were portable, if you were outdoors and you wanted to do some DXing. But I have better DXing radios. So I finally sort of realized that, you know, the reason I wanted a radio like this was so I could hack it. And I'm remembering, yeah. I've always wanted to hack one of these little radios to pick up the air band. By which I mean the frequency range for listening to stuff at airports and airplanes and blah, 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 and all this stuff. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk now. There's a lot of frogs. Lots of froggies frogging around. I'm looking for scratties, though. Have we seen a muskrat all year? I think we have. I think we've seen them at some distance, but not up close or anything. Frogs. Giant frogs everywhere. So now, is it raining? Do I feel water falling out of the sky? What's going on? It doesn't look like it's raining. So anyway, now I've got this really nice little transistor radio. It's in great shape. And I'm thinking, do I want to hack it so I can listen to airport stuff? Well, I've got other radios that can do that too. Do I, you know? Why do I need to feel like I need to hack a radio to do this? And I live far away from the airport. I live far away from the airport that hacking a little transistor radio isn't going to pick up any radio stuff from where I live. God, look at all these frogs. I'm walking down the boardwalk. I'm walking down the boardwalk and there's just frogs everywhere. Massive, massive dudes. Look at that thug. Now, what's that sticking its head out? Is that a turtle? Is that a stick? Or is that just a frog covered in moss? I guess it's just a stick. It's awesome out here. I'm at the end of the boardwalk looking around. Oh, what's that flying over there? I see somebody flying and I think it's a green heron. Yeah, that is definitely a green heron. He flew up there into the spring end of the pond where I think all of the scratties are. It's very shallow there, lots of food. So I think that was Mr. Green Heron hunting. I don't see anything else. I don't see any ducks, I don't see any geese, I don't see any herons, I don't see any scratties, I don't see any anything. But I did see those bunch of ducks in the sub pond when we walked over here. Alright, looking down into the water at the end of the boardwalk where it's nice and shallow. What can we find? I just saw something go flipping around. So there's probably some frogs in here. There's probably some little fishies back in here. What do we got? What do we got? There's some cattails growing out here. This turned into a good cattail year. Oh, there's some little fishies. Hi, little fishies. Little bluegill. I see little bluegills that are about, 3 inches to 4 inches long. So, like 7 to 10 centimeters. Little fishies. Little fishies swimming around. Little fishies is having a good time. I'm looking for wogs. I think we're past wog season because look at all these damn frogs. All the wogs became frogs. There's some ripples out there. Yeah, nothing much going on. Are we going to have a storm? Are we going to have rain? What's happening here? I don't know. But look at this. Look at the frog density. Look at this 1 meter square patch right here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And now they're hopping. There's at least a dozen. There's at least... And then there's some we probably can't see. We got 15 frogs per square meter going on here. At least. And there's probably much more. Look at that one. Alright, so I'm walking back towards the reed line. I didn't think we were going to get so many cattails this year. It started off slow and weird and not good. And now we've got all these lovely, lovely cattails. But see, as I look right here, here's some cattail leaves that are just sitting here for no reason. I think I'm seeing scratty evidence. I think scrats have been munching at the arrowheads too. See, because those stalks right there, as he points and realizes that nobody can see him pointing, those stalks are chewed off. Somebody walked up and said, chomp, 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 oh, this is delicious food for me. I'm going to eat it. And so they have been eating it. And that's so nice. So anyway, a beautiful day to be out walking around in the forest and forested area. But not seeing any dudes. Thought I would have seen some dudes today. We're about to see some ducks though. As we walk back to the sub pond, I look to my right. Yeah. There's teals. There's a wood duck. What else is back there? More teals. Any blue herons hanging around back there? Not that I can tell from this angle. Alright, so what to do? What to do? I don't know. I guess we might as well walk into the back 40, see if there's anything going on. That'll be fun. Oh, and speaking of fun, if you're listening to today's show, what's that in there? Who just hopped on that log and then ran around? Was that just a squirrel? Or is that a mink? That's a squirrel. Okay. False alarm. Although squirrels are cool. Don't get me wrong. Tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have a fun show on the Dubious Goals Committee. If you've been paying any attention to what I've been talking about in the last week, you'll know that I'm working on a new firework. A new firework that incorporates in its entirety, yellow visco. Basically, these are just coils of yellow visco, and I've got some big ones, and I'm still making some. I'm going to make a couple more tonight, so we'll have plenty for tomorrow. And, yeah, I've been making some small ones, too. I've made a bunch of big ones, and it occurred to me, well, maybe I should make some shorter burning ones, some longer, some blah, blah, blah. So I made a couple of those. And make a couple more of those today. And now I'm walking into the wall blind to see if there's anything happening in the back of the billabong. And I see nothing. Just lots and lots of duckweed. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be consisting mostly, and most importantly, of us testing these new devices out. And here we have some more adventurers at Heron Haven walking by. So now we know who the other car was. It was not the guy with the camera. So we're probably not going to see much back here. That's okay. So anywho, I've got a bunch of these coils of visco ready to go. And basically what we're hoping is that they'll move. They'll roll like flaming hoop snakes. The fire hoop snakes of mythological lore that only exist in my own mind. I think I feel mist. Is it going to rain? See, the thing of it is yellow visco burns so fast and so energetically that it actually produces some thrust. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember when I was making jet engines out of this stuff to put onto toy cars. And remember that? And we had rocket-powered little toy cars. That was fun. And look at that marmot den. It still looks like it's clear. As we step onto the bridge that overlooks the Turtle Rear Production Pond, there's just some ducks out there. So hopefully tomorrow, we'll be able to test out the flaming hoop snakes, the pyro hoop snakes. I don't have a good name for this yet. If you think of a good name, let me know. But yeah, hopefully we'll be able to set these on the ground, ignite them, and they will roll away under their own pyrotechnic power. Won't that be exciting? Yes, it will. All right, so I'm about to walk into the blind here. There's walnuts everywhere on the ground. And walking into the blind. That's weird. I see one little ducky sitting on the main log. No turtles to be seen, which is kind of to be expected because I think we're going to get some weather. And so I think all the animals probably also know this, and they are therefore sheltering. Sticking my head out of the blind, I see some more ducks over. There's one or two ducks over in the delta. I'm scanning the rim of the pond / lake. Seeing nothing. There's nothing on Goose Island. I think all the animals are hiding. And that's fine because we've come to the end of the show. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Kind of a slow day at Heron Haven, but I'm glad we got to come out here anyway. It's Friday. Stay tuned for Harry Larry, but I gotta go. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.